Okay, well, today we're going to continue learning about Purim. Okay, the third session in reviewing Sefer Sha'arei Yimei HaPurim by Rav Tezner. A couple of interesting things. Purim is the source of a custom of what's called Purim Shel Yechidim. Did anyone ever hear of this concept? Purim Shel Yechidim. There are people who have a private Purim. What does it mean, the private Purim? If a person ever had in their life an event that they felt was supernatural, lamala miderech hateva, where they were saved, they were spared from a tzara, a miracle,
like a Holocaust survivor.
They attribute a certain event in their life which was the reason why they survived. They were involved in a certain accident and they miraculously survived. An event, a life-changing event, it is customary to observe the day of that event as what's called the Purim Shel Yechidim. Purim Shel Yechidim. Because the truth is, Purim, the Purim and the big picture of things really is no different. What was Purim? Purim was a miracle out of the Klal Yisrael. We have something called Megillas. There were many miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. But this miracle that happened was established by Chazal to be commemorated every single year on the anniversary of that miracle. The same way that it's done for the Klal, it's also done for the Prat. And there were many Gedolei Yisrael that indeed had events in their lives that they saw unusual Siyata Deshmaya, and they felt it's a special day, and they observed that day, what we call Purim Katan, and on that day they would either fast, or they would make a Su'uda, or they would be Mespalel, they would go to Kvarim. They observed it in special ways. Now someone will argue and say that this custom of Purim Shel, this Koyach, that a person has a right and should observe the anniversary of a life-changing event, is incorrect. Because Megillas Tainis is bottle. On the big picture of things, there was something called Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis was a record of all of the days in the calendar when miracles happened to Klal Yisrael, and they were observed as holidays, and it was usher to fast and be maspid on those days. But it came a point in time when there were so many tzaras, the tzar of Golis got so great, Chazal abolished Megillas Tainis. So he presents here some opinions that say that this whole concept of observing a day as a miracle is bottle. You can't do that. It has no significance. Just because a miracle happened to you, you have to remember there were miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael that were a lot greater than any miracle that could have possibly happened to you. And we used to celebrate those days as special days. But Chazal came along and said that Tsaris of Golis, the people out there are suffering so much in Golis, you can't go and make another holiday. Bizman Hazer, we have enough holidays. Zehu, every other day, just carry on like nothing else happened. However, others reject that argument by explaining this, that Megillas Tainis is bottle, just means that you can't, that we have no power in our day and age to establish a holiday for the entire Klal Yisrael. But a community or an individual has an obligation to establish the anniversary of a major event as what's called a Purim Shel Yochid. By extension, what?
Chayadam at the end of the Sefer, do you understand? They did establish.
Chayadam did it, Chassam Sefer did it, the Rambam did it, many Gedolei Yisrael did indeed. And this, that it says that Megillas Tainis is bottle, this is the common answer. Again, this is the give and take of the Sugya. Is there something to it? Person, something incredible happens. He was not well, and the doctor, he was cured from his illness, and the doctor says, in my entire career, I'm a doctor for 40 years, I've never seen something like this, it's miraculous. Well, it doesn't have to be miraculous. That's exactly the point, because Purim was not miraculous. Purim was hashkocha, the most unusual hashkocha. The chance of all these things happening are infinite. Yeah, but it wasn't lamal miderech hateva. Yeah?
Isn't that
a Sudas Hadoza, a one-time event?
Okay, so
No, but not a perpetual.
Well, some people
it's not
a yard site.
Oh,
regularly.
So the sudas. So that's what you're saying is that making a sudas adah perpetually.
Right.
That's what's called in Chazal's literature a Purim shel yachid. Purim is not a biblical holiday. It was a miracle. It wasn't a supernatural miracle. It was a collection of events that saved Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael established this day for perpetuity to be a day of holiday, a day of Yom Tov. So on a personal level, if an event happened to me, it doesn't have to be a malah, it doesn't have to be a lemalah mederech hateva, it just has to be something where you saw the Yad Hashem. You also, as a source from Purim, you have an obligation to every single year on a given day that makes sense, whatever that day will be, to observe it. So can someone argue, no, this concept was established by Klal Yisrael years ago in the time of Chazal with Megillas Tainis. But Chazal came along and they said, no more. Megillas Tainis is bought. Why were they mevatel Megillas Tainis? Because of Golas. The tsoros of Golas were so great. Shmad and poverty and suffering were so great. Don't start celebrating, start having holidays when everyone out there is suffering. Don't, it's not a right thing to do. So Chazal have said, so you don't celebrate. The answer to that is, Megillas Tainis was only bottled for the klal, but not for the yachid. The yachid still has an obligation to give shevach v'yodeh kodesh baruch hu on the anniversary of a day that he feels is special in his life. And by extension out of this comes the inyan of atzmaot. Yom HaAtzmaot. This is a very halachic, serious thinking. The people in the Haredi world, they put aside Yom HaAtzmaot. But why the establishment of the State of Israel, even from a right extreme Haredi, right wing Haredi, has to acknowledge, you know, it's a serious thing. There's a hashgacha pratis, that there's a place to call home, a place that's safe for Klal Yisrael. A Jew in Chutz Yaretz, any serious thinking person will acknowledge that a Jew living in Chutz Yaretz only is able to lift up his head with pride because in the back of his mind there's a place to go. In France, Rahman al-Litzlan, when there's a terrorist attack, so what is the first thing everyone says?
Right.
We have a place to go.
Right.
Are we going to stay? Are we going to go?
Right.
Can you imagine if there wasn't a State of Israel?
Right.
So where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? So whether you don't like the tzionim and you have issues with all the various things, no one can deny the fact that it's a tremendous bracha. Now there's another thing. You don't want to go say halal. Listen, that's another issue. So you don't want to. But people will make a sudas haidah. A person was sent, he was on an airplane. Rav Chudner used to make every year, Rav Yonis and David, Adayom Azer, Rav Yonis and David was on with his father and Rav Chudner. They were hijacked. I don't know all the details. I was before my time. It was a traumatic experience. Every year, my brother, he learned in Pacha Yitzchak. In Pacha Yitzchak, Rav Yonis and David, every year on the anniversary, I don't know what the day is, Rav Yonis and David, he makes a Suda Soida, a Purim Shel Yochid. There's Purim, and there's a Purim Shel Yachid. He has a Suda in his house, and all the Talmidim come. And every year he tells the story, he goes through all the details, exactly what happened from the very beginning to the very end. And he has very interesting insights. And I'm sure over the years, he looks back, and probably reflects, it gets even more and more, more and more. But here it's firsthand what happened. So Rav Yonis and David celebrates a Purim Shel Yachid. So you can argue, and many people have argued that even though you don't want to celebrate Atzmaot as a day with Hallel, but you have to understand there's a principle in Halacha called Purim Shel Yachid. Purim Shel Yachid is, and it doesn't have to be a Nes L'mal M'derech HaTeva. Purim Shel Yachid is no greater than the Purim of the Megillah. And the Purim of the Gila and the Megillah, nowhere in the Megillah does it say there was a Kriyas Yamsuf, and there were 10 Makos, and there was Makos Mechoros. There was nothing more than just coincidence. It was coincidence which people appreciated the significance of. And certainly in your own lifetime, in your own event, there's something you have an obligation to follow in the way of Chazal to establish a Purim Shel Yachid. It's not a light thing to be taken lightly. There's halachic support from the, and it all starts with Purim, and that's why it's called Purim Shel Yachid in halacha. Now, this is going off the topic. As a timely issue, the Rambam celebrated a Purim Shaliyachit. The Rambam was involved in an event where he almost died. He was traveling on to read the words, and this description of the Rambam, his own words, became a source of controversy with regard to going on into the Har Habayis. Today we all know that it's very controversial. Is it a good thing for Jews to go and walk on the Har Habayis? In the Haredi world, it's a big no-no. It is awesome. There are some right-wing Israelis that have halachic, they have halachic ground to say that they're not going in the place of the Har Habayis mamish, they're going along the side, and they feel very strongly that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's a different culture, people in Chut don't understand, you have to show the Arabs, it's our Har Habayis, you have to, so whatever it is, this is not, so some want to take the words of the Rambam, that the Rambam himself went to the Har Habayis. He died on the Har Habayis, and the people who hear this are very disturbed. They feel it's a perversion of the reading of the Rambam. Let me read you what it says over here. The Rambam, this is the Purim Shaliyach of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, okay, the Rambam writes here, V'divrei hamatik b'psicho l'perish ha-Rambam l'masechto Rosh Hashanah. Okay, look in the Rambam Mishperes Mishnayis, L'Masechta Rosh Hashanah. He writes here as follows: V'chacha Yikos of Shem Belel Echa B'Shabbes. It was the Sunday night, Echa B'Shabbes. I guess that means Mitzvah Shabbos. I'm assuming be Arba Yom L'Yerech Iyor. It was 14th day of Chodesh Iyor. Nichnasti L'Yam. I entered a ship. U'v'Yom Shabbos Asu L'Yon. On Shabbos, the 10th day. Asiri started below Echa B'Shabbos for the fourth day of the year. Dal of the year. And then Uviyom Shabbos Asiri Yeshnasi tells you the year, whatever year it was. Amar Aleinu Nachshol Shabayom. The ship was about to sink. There was a violent storm, and he goes on to say that he barely survived. And V'Hoya Zof Gadol B'Yom V'Nodarti, and at the time of this storm I made a neder, the Rambam says. Alai Sheshne Hayom Ho'ele Otzum Bochem Be'enei Bochem Taina Sibo Sholem Ani V'yan Shebesi V'chol Nul Molai V'yatzav Al-Bnei Al-Bonai Lassas Kach At Seif Hadoiros Sheyetsu Mi'itam. He that did, because of the miracle, the Rambam writes that he survived this storm at sea, he was gozer upon his family, all of his descendants, while they're alive, they have to fast 2 days. 2 day fast. Okay, and that's I myself sit basir liyor loy erod. And the Rambam says that on the 10th day of year, every single year, he locks himself up in a room. He locks himself up in the room. Elam is spal. He davens the entire day. The kore kol hayom beino lebeinatzmi. Ruchashem shloim otzasi beyom oisa hayom elachos. Just like on that day, I was all alone with the Ribbono shel Olam. It's an unbelievable Rambam. The Rambam had a close call. What would have been if the Rambam did not made it? We wouldn't have. The whole world would be different today.
How old was he?
At what point? I don't know exactly. Okay, but he says, "Shame." And that day, I was alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, every day I commemorate this event by being alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm a spallow the entire day. Kach le'ere adam v'le'eshev imo elo im kein nenas. Unless I have no choice. Okay. Then he goes vait. Then he describes what happened on this trip. To make a long story short, he says, after the storm calmed down, I reached Eretz Yisrael. Goes fighter of Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. It was a Tuesday. Arba Yom Liach in 4 days in Cheshvan. Shna Sheish V'Eshem Liyitzira Yotz Son. What? Until he finally until he reached Yerushalayim, it seems. Okay, I don't know, you have to go through all the details. I'm going to quoting bits and pieces. He does, the whole thing is all written up in the Parish of Mishnais, it seems. It was very dangerous those days when he traveled from Akko to Yerushalayim. Okay, listen to this. The Rambam's writing. Now he comes to Yerushalayim. V'nichnasti Lebayis Hagodol VeHakodosh. I entered into the bayis that is Godol. You said the Har Habayis. Yes. The bayis that is Godol VeKodosh V'hispalalti b'yoyim chamishi vav yamim l'yerechim acheshvan. Uv'yecha b'shabbos, he goes further. Yotzosim Yushlaim. After that, I left Yushalayim. I went to Chevron. L'nashe kivri avoysai. He went to the Maris Machpel b'ma'arov. V'oysayom amadati b'ma'arov v'hispalalti. Shevach lekel. Let me read further. Shevach lekel yitzbarach ala kol l'shneha yom ha'ilu shem shishi. And here are the key words. To be mispalel in it. What is Bo going back on? On the bayis hagodol v'hakadosh. Bichurbana. Kach ere ani v'chol Yisrael, may I witness to see v'chol Yisrael b'nechamosa mehera amen period ad kan l'shayne. So this is basically the description. I just quoted bits and pieces. It didn't make much sense the way I read it, but bits and pieces from the Rambam's Purim Katan, Purim Shal Yachid, his own private day that he celebrated as Shevach Hodech L'Shevarach Hu to commemorate the miracle. And there he describes that he went into Yushalayim at the end of his travels, and he entered into the Bayis HaGadol V'HaKadosh, and he was mispal there. And later he reflected, when he was in Chevron, the same way I was mispal Bo B'Churbana, I should be zoichet to witness its rebuilding. So some want to say, some want to argue, that the Rambam is paskening that you're allowed to ascend the Har HaBayis, like the Ravid. Kedusha Shni, well, that's all Shaila. Kedusha Shni, Kitchel Shait, Kitchel Shait, Kitchel Shait, Kitchel Shait. The whole the soul sugya. Does it have Kedusha? Does it have Kedusha? The Rambam walked to Har HaBayis? Does have Kedusha. So what does he mean then? It does have Kedusha, where exactly he went. HaBayis, so what does it mean exactly? So this is a source of controversy. He over here, Rabbi Tezner, he says, he tells you, I'm just quoting this to tell you that they're totally wrong. Which side he's on, of course. And what he means, the Abayis HaGadol, he actually proves this, that the Maharik, 200 years later, was mispalel in the same place that he calls the Abayis HaGadol V'HaKadosh, the same exact lush as the Talmud Chacham 200 years later. It appears that in Yerushalayim, there was a major synagogue in Yerushalayim that was known. Yeah, the great synagogue, whatever it was called, not the great synagogue of today, but whatever it was known, and it was known as the Bayis HaGadol V'HaKadosh. And this has been proved 200 years later from the writings, I think the Maharik, if I'm not mistaken, he writes about this, the Maharik 200 years later, he writes that he also went to the Bayis HaGadol V'HaKadosh, and from the words of the Maharik, it's clear as day that he's not referring to the Har HaBayis, he's referring to a very significant Beis HaKnesses, which was ultimately destroyed. It was destroyed at some point in time, and when the Rambam says that he was mispalel there, he's referring to that. And also the rise from the grammar. The Rambam refers to b'lashon nekeva and said b'lashon zocha, b'lashon zocha, b'lashon nekeva. So they deal with this. I just thought it's just very interesting because all of this is just an outgrowth of Purim. This Purim shal yachid. Many gedolei Yisrael had what was called the Purim shal yachid, including the Rambam. And the Rambam is directly Purim shal yachid today, which is became a very big issue today of the Har HaBayis. The Rambam seems to indicate that he did something in Yerushalayim with the Bayis HaGadol V'HaKadosh, which in the yes, the average person seems to refer to the Har HaBayis Ba'amish, which today the Charedim will tell you cannot possibly be, because the Rambam himself says that it has Kedusha and you can't go there. And indeed, they tried to answer by showing from other writings of that time period, a little bit later on, that there was in Yerushalayim a very significant Bayis HaKnesses that was known with this term called Bayis HaGadol V'HaKadosh. And that's what the Rambam was referring to. Okay, let's go to another quick idea. A little drush. We have in the Haggadah, we have in the Megillah, we know the holiday is called Purim. What does it mean, Purim? Purim means lots, to cast lots. The Megillah itself tells us that when Haman, he cast the lot, he built Pur. And the Baal HaGadah assumes that we never heard of this word, poor. And he tells us, who ha-goyrol. We have a dictionary built into the Megillah. The word Gorol is a common Hebrew word in the Torah, Nach, that there's a girl, the land was divided. On Yom HaKippurim, there was a girl Hashem, girl Azazel. And here, for whatever reason, in the Megillah, we're choosing a Persian word called Pur. And in order to make it known, Hu Ha Garol, it's the same thing as the word Garol. So the obvious question is, so just say Garol. The Yom Tov should be called Garolis. And the Megillah should use the Hebrew word. Why does it need to say the word Pur and then translate the word for us, Pur, to Garol? So he asks here from the Malbim. Malbim says an amazing yisod, which he doesn't say the Drush, but the Drush, I hope he opens up a machshav of Drush. What's the difference between a Goyrol and a Pur? In the Masechta Yoma, it's very explained very in detail how they cast lots on Yom Kippur to decide which soyer shall be La Hashem and which soyer shall be La Azazel. They take two plates, two metal plates, and on one of it it says La Hashem, and on the other metal plate it says La Azazel. And they put the plates in a box, and all you got inside are two, and they mix it up. And the Kohen Gadol, he puts his hand in, he picks up one, and he picks it up, and he sees what it says. If it says La Hashem with one in the right hand and the left hand, and you would hope it was a good simon, that if in the right was La Hashem, it was a good simon, if the left came out La Azazel, that was very good. If it was reversed, you knew that it was Hashkacha, something is not right. But that, what is a Pur? The Malm says a Pur, you have to study ancient Persian history. Pur is something similar to dice, what we have today. Dice or some type of thing that you throw in a board game where you have different numbers, whatever it is, and you throw it down. And depending on how it lands, where it lands, it's not exactly clear. But it's something that you cast down. That's called a Pur. So in other words, the Malm says a Goyrol is a lottery where the technique is to go up. You go up. A Pur is a lottery where the technique is to go down. That's what the Malm says. All he says. Now, go a step further. What is the difference between Purim and Yom HaKippurim? We all know they're related. Yom HaKippurim is like Purim, and Chazal, there's obviously a similarity. They both, and indeed, the Avodas Hayom is lots, lottery. Yom HaKippurim, the Avod, Lefnayav Lefnim, is done to casting lot. And Purim, the whole holiday, Hu HaPur, the poor that Mordechai Haman cast against Klal Yisrael. But there's a very big difference. Yom Kippur is a day we don't eat, we don't drink, we daven the entire day. It's kuloi la Hashem. Purim, zelumazeh, is kuloi lochem. On a regular Yom Tov, it's chatzi chatzi. It says on one hand, atzeres ti lochem, and it says atzeres la Hashem. On the Moadim, we have a contradiction. Atzeres la Hashem, atzeres ti lochem. How do we reconcile the contradiction? Chazal asked the question. Pshara! Compromise. Chetzioi la Hashem, v'chetzioi lachem, divided. But Purim and Yom HaKippurim each are extremes. Yom Kippur is kulu la Hashem. All the Mefarshim say this. He quotes a Pacha Yitzchak that develops this idea. But it's not a Pacha Yitzchak. In zelu mazeh, Purim is kulu lachem. What do you do when you're doing kulu la Hashem? You go up. The avodah is to acknowledge everything in this world, even things that happen by chance. The avodah is kulu la Hashem. You go up. Purim, the avodah is the recognition that everything is controlled by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but through a different avodah, through fully elevating or fully integrating spirituality into the mundane. You bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down all the way. Eat, you drink. Oz yimolei sechok pinu. Purim is kulagashmi. Kulagashmi. Sechok. Gashmi is food. Mishta. Simcha. Kulagashmi. Kululalachem. You're taking ruchnias, you bring it down. It's a pour. Pour is to go down. Yom Kippur is to go up. The goal is the same, but the technique, the method is different. This is one quick word. Another short, quick Dvar Gada. Both on Purim and Yom Kippurim are days when something was read for someone very important. On Yom HaKippurim, the Mishnah says that the night of Yom Kippur, there's a raw idea. I leave it to you to fill in the gaps. but I came across this here in the Sefer and I found it to be very interesting. The Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to sleep the entire night of Yom Kippur because there was a concern he may come Lidei Keri. He had to stay up the whole night. Problem is, what do you do the whole night? It gets a little bit boring. So the Gemara says, if he was a Talmud Chacham, so he learned the Daf Gemara, whatever he did. But if he wasn't from the big Talmidei Chachamim, they read to him books. They read Eoiv, they read Doniel, Divrei Hayamim, interesting things to keep his mind busy the whole night, so he should not fall asleep and come Lidei Keri. So they're reading for the Kohen Gadol so that he should not fall asleep. Interesting, right? He should not fall asleep. What happened in Purim? The miracle of Purim is all the Ikra Megillah. Balayla hu nodded Oshnas HaMelech. He couldn't fall asleep. He was trying, just the opposite. He was trying to fall asleep. And what did they do? They brought out the Divrei Hayamim. They brought out the Sefer HaZichronos. That's like Divrei Hayamim. That's what they read for the Kohen Gadol. They read also Sefer Divrei Hayamim is history. It's Jewish history. And for Achashverosh, when he was trying to go to sleep, so what did they do? They read for him the Divrei Hayamim to put him to sleep. Fascinating thing is the difference in how you look at history. The Kohen Gadol, when you study history, you can't go to sleep. It changes you. It's like shocking. The effect of studying Jewish history, it changes you. A guy learns nothing from history. You see this in the secular world. You can study the Holocaust, you can study World War I, you can study World War II, you can study all the wars. Nothing from nothing. You make the same mistakes all over again. When you study history, you fall asleep. You go back exactly where you came from. Very interesting. This Chomer LeJosh here. Okay, that the only thing I want to point out is that Chazal take this a little bit differently. Chazal say, "Balayla hu nodded Ashnas HaMelech." It means Hakadosh Baruch Hu woke up. Nodded Ashnas HaMelech means the Melech of that pasuk refers specifically to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and they read Hakadosh Baruch Hu woke up. Not that his sleep was pumbaka, and said HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not fall asleep. He was awake. He woke up from the tainess of Klal. So they were fasting, Lech Kenais Kol HaYehudim, and now they brought the Sefer HaZichronos. And it was read, Vayom Elohavi Sefer HaZichronos, they brought the Sefer, the Zechusim of Klal Yisrael. And what happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu read the Zechusim of Klal Yisrael, the Sefer HaZichronos, all from the bottom of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael. So here we have a little bit of a drush, the difference between Yom Kippur and Purim. Purim is a much greater day than Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, when they read the Sefer HaZichronos, it was only at best Sur Meirah. The Sefer HaZichronos was read for the holiest Jew, for the Kohen Gadol, so that he shouldn't do an Avera. Don't do an Avera. Don't come Lidei Keri. It's symbolic. Study the Sefer HaZichronos, Sur Meirah V'Aseh Tov. Stay away from trouble and do good. On Yom Kippur, the Sefer HaZichronos was read as a technique the Kohen Gadol should not be nichshol in an Avera, which is symbolic that Klal Yisrael should just behave themselves. Don't make trouble. Purim is the Nodad Oshnas HaMelech. The Sefer was read, the Sefer HaZichronos was read for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what did that result in? It resulted in a call to action for HaKadosh Baruch Hu actively redeemed us. He saved us. You can read something. Does the reading just keep you in place? Purim is greater than Yom Kippur because Purim took the reading of the book was the trigger to bring us, to make us greater, to make us a greater people, to bring about a miracle and a salvation for Klal Yisrael.